In Israel's Negev desert, engineer Hai Brown is building small prototype homes that run entirely on solar power.
We have the opportunity by putting solar power on each house, more than what the house uses, as turning each house into a mini power plant, which is a different way to provide energy for the Negev desert.
His partner in the project is Michael Brendenmule.
It's getting to the point where with good energy efficiency technologies, the typical roof areas that people have on their house is more than enough to produce the energy that they use over the course of the year and still put more energy back into the grid. All the roofs that are around the country are in some ways a great resource that is in some ways underutilized.
They use typical conventional photovoltaic panels and energy-efficient appliances. Down the road, other work is being done here at the Ben-Gurion National Solar Energy Center. Researchers are working with concentrated solar collectors that resemble satellite dishes. Director David Feynman.
The great feature about concentration photovoltaics is that it solves two problems at the same time. The first problem is that it uses less expensive photovoltaic material than a conventional photovoltaic panel. Instead of collecting the light on the panel itself, you collect the light on glass, and then you concentrate it onto a very small amount of this material. When you do it this way, the efficiency of the cells turns out to be very much higher than it is if you don't concentrate the light.
Feynman says such concentrated solar panels are more than twice as efficient as conventional solar panels. He says strategically placing them throughout the desert could provide limitless, environmentally friendly solar energy. Paul Sisko, VOA News.